Support for KPLU comes from Peach-O-Rama at Metropolitan Market. Peach-O-Rama features peaches arriving daily from Pence Orchards and Frog Hollow Organic Farms. Metropolitan Market's daily peach Brix ratings or sugar levels are available at peachorama.com.
So, Nancy, what will your husband say is the most unusual wedding gift you've ever given or seen given? Because I know you're just back from Chi-Town, Nancy, where you attended a wedding, and that's what you want to talk about today.
Well, I did. I did not have the rubber chicken.
Did they have those little teeny hot dogs and the little round hot dog dough things? You know, I just got it.
Oh, you mean like pigs in a blanket?
Yeah, is that? Yeah.
No. It was far more high class than that. And they even had with the wedding cake, which, by the way, wedding cake, I mean, it just does nothing for me. But they did have fabulous little table with little tarts and tiny little chocolate eclairs. And then there were the chocolate-covered strawberries that were wearing a tuxedo.
Did they have the chopped liver that was molded into the shape of a chicken head?
No, but they had this really good cream of mushroom soup that had a wonderful pastry layer over the top.
Oh,
and it
boy.
Was a good thing because when the bride's father was giving the 17-minute oration, and I know the people in the back and the catering crew were going like, oh, I'm going to kill this guy. But fortunately, it worked out really well with that first course. The thing for me this year is I've been invited to several weddings this summer, and these are young folks who are starting life anew. Nonetheless, they're living with their betrothed. And they, like me, when I got married old, already had my kitchen set up. So what I wanted to say was, what is it that I think is such a great gift? Well, I think I've told you before that I always like to give a really good pepper grinder. But if there's one simple gift, I wanted to say, you don't need those big locking tongs. I would suggest that you go right over to the restaurant supply store and get those little simple chef's tongs.
Okay, fine. What's the difference? I don't even know what a locking tong is.
Look at your friends' houses and have a look at their tongs. They're not going to have the simple...
Sorry. Wait a second. You're telling me I should go to my friend's house and say, show me your tong?
No, your tongs.
Stick out
your
tongue.
Now, what kind of tongs do you have?
I don't know. I just got some cheap tongs that open
right, well,
and
the
close.
Cheap tong, that's right, and those are the ones that work the best. But if you go to people's houses who have been on wedding registries, they've got like fancy tongs.
Oh, wedding
you know
registries,
what?
Yeah.
Yes, this is what I'm discussing. They do need a good roasting pan, however. I think that's a great gift. Because, you know, now that you're married, I guess you have to make Thanksgiving dinner, right?
Sooner or later, it's going to happen, yeah. You know, DeGroote and I, we lived together for 5 years before we got married. And actually, in the end of this month, we'll be celebrating our 20th, or as we like to say, 20 long years. But I don't think we got any kitchen stuff at all. The most memorable wedding gift we got, I think, was from our friend Ina, who gave us an embroidery of our noses in profile.
No way. Are you serious?
Oh, yes, I am.
You have to show that to me. And by the way, if anyone wants to get me a 15th wedding anniversary gift coming up soon, I'd like a new Cuisinart, please.
Well, I guess it never hurts to ask. Hey, eaters, tell us about the most useless and useful wedding gifts you've ever given or received or even heard about. You can do that at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. Along with Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, just a kid with a crazy Cuisinart dream, I'm Dick Stein.